he was actually forbidding Captain Doyle, who by all rights, you know, skipper of a ship, usually had to say. And that's what Captain Doyle was exercising his right as a skipper to run the ship the way he thought was practical. And he also knew that the water was 43, 44 degrees, and these men wouldn't last long in the water because the water was cold. And there was men on fire. Men were swallowing their tongues. Heads in one place, legs in another place. I was trying to help my men get the tongues free and stuff out of their mouth. And then if they were, I could sense life, we'd brought them out of the water. And then I come up on some of my friends. One was Lieutenant J.G. Saucier. We had started out in North Africa and went through Sicily and Salerno and all those invasions together, and here I had to leave him in the water. I couldn't take his body out. Although I and my boat crew took 45 men out of the water,